on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local Hindu organization says plans to replace the furnace at the Ottongathi crematorium have long been overdue. During an exco meeting this week, the eThekwini municipality announced it's allocating an extra 3 million rand to the initial 5 million budget for the project. The facility has been out of service since January after it suffered repeated breakdowns. Vedananda Govindswamy, the chairperson of the Tongaat Hindu Unity Forum, says the upgrade will bring much needed financial relief for families in the area.
As a community that has experienced so many disasters in the recent past, the non-functioning furnace places additional financial burden on the community, as now members of the community need to use a private facility in Verlam or even the crematorium at Clare Estate. It is far more convenient to have this facility right here in the community. It is easily accessible.
The municipality says it's in the process of appointing a local service provider to manufacture, construct and install the new furnace. The Department of Higher Education says it's identified some private colleges in Durban that aren't complying with regulations. Officials say the institutions are offering courses without formal accreditation from a relevant accreditation body. The department yesterday wrapped up a two-day campaign aimed at raising awareness about fraudulent or bogus institutions. It's issued a warning to two colleges that were flagged, ordering them to comply with accreditation requirements or face possible legal and criminal action. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says South Africa has not abandoned the DRC. He's been commenting on the decision by the Southern African Regional Bloc SADC this month to withdraw troops from the peacekeeping mission in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. South Africa lost 14 soldiers in the war against the M23 rebels earlier this year. The minister says the withdrawal of SANDF troops does not mean the country is giving up.
Our support for your country's territorial integrity and sovereignty remains solid and unwavering. We will not rest until the women and the children of the Eastern DRC are able to sleep without fear of any danger. It is for this reason that we support the strengthened mediation process.
Buckingham Palace has confirmed the king required a short period of observation in hospital yesterday after experiencing side effects from his cancer treatment. The 76-year-old monarch cancelled public engagements for the day. The palace first announced King Charles's diagnosis last year. Royal commentator Alistair Bruce has been speaking to Sky News.
Hearing this now, particularly as I was chatting with him only 2 days ago, it's really alarming to know that, you know, he is dealing with this cancer treatment while he is trying to maintain his duties as sovereign.
And finally, someone's life is about to change by more than a million. We're just moments away from revealing the winner of our A Million and Change competition. If you entered, it could be you getting that call this morning. Keep listening to East Coast Breakfast between 6 and 9 for the big announcement. Here's what's in store for us on the weather front. A yellow level 2 warning remains in place over the extreme northeastern parts of KZN. Disruptive rain may cause flooding. We've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay, Maritzburg 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.